I'm Brianna McHenry.
And I'm Stephanie Della Porta, and we are your guides for the When in Bloom podcast.
Join us weekly as we include tips, tricks, and alignment tools that support us on our personal journeys,
bringing you back to the knowing that you have all that you need within you to bloom.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to one of our beautiful episodes. Today, we're going to talk all about the Lionsgate portal, which happens the end of July and it goes through mid-August. And we are so excited. Last year, we spent a lot of time talking about this portal. And I've spent the last like three or four years really working with the energy of it. And I just love it so much.
I love that you've been working with it for, you said, 3 or 4 years. I literally just learned about it last year. So this is my second year. And I don't know, the energy is just so potent. I don't know about you though, but I find that the energy is hitting me pretty hard in the sense that I'm so tired. Like, I could sleep 12 hours. If I let myself, I could probably sleep for 12 hours. And I was listening to other people on YouTube talk about it as well. And apparently this is a common symptom this year. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I am so exhausted. And everyone in my house is so exhausted as well. And even like my family that doesn't live like in my house, but lives like near me, I'm finding that they're pretty exhausted too. From my like past years working with Sirius in the summertime, I find myself staying up later at night though, like to work with the star, I guess, at nighttime, because during the Lionsgate portal, Sirius is moving above the horizon at night. So then that way we can see it shining in the night sky.
That's so good. And I was going to say too that for the Lionsgate, for those that have never heard of it, it actually occurs from July 26th to August 12th with its peak on August 8th. So it's an 8-8 portal. The eighth day of the month and the month of August is number 8.
Yeah. And I actually wrote that down too as one of my notes, which was super random. And then I kind of got the information that, like, because the 8 is like the infinity symbol and it represents our eternal selves and how the work we do in this lifetime can be felt for many lifetimes in the perceived past and in the perceived future.
Yes, I was going to say something similar to that too. And it's so amazing too, because Lionsgate also happens with the sun in Leo season. And so it's basically like this combination of energy opens a galactic portal that allows high vibrational energy to be sent to Earth. So it's going to be pretty powerful. And we're likely to feel the current of its energy before and after this date too. So if you don't necessarily have an experience on the 8th day of August, it's all right. You might have it before and you might have it after. This is just such a very important time. And what you said, Brianna, about the number 8 representing infinity, I was going to say the same thing, because it's basically like the infinite soul that we are and the infinite journey that we take. So yeah. And the number 8 is just associated with so many things throughout history, such as abundance, power, higher realms of consciousness, and even DNA activation. I've heard that too. So it's definitely a potent time to charge and clear our energy for receiving, which goes back to last week's episode of manifestation, because we're just trying to open those gates, those portals within ourselves to receive all the abundance.
This is hands down my favorite time of the year. So I know I talked a little bit about the Sirius in a few episodes past, the one where we talked about resting. But I think for me, I'm now really stepping into more of like the actual part of Lionsgate as opposed to the energetic side, which I never do. I'm usually just like, it's there, guys. I feel it. Like, it's real. So I wanted to explain that too. So Sirius is the second closest star. So of course the sun is the first closest and Sirius is the second. And so Sirius is also called our spiritual sun. So I've been told that the energy from Sirius and the spirituality and kind of what they're working on there, they can send it to us through light code through our sun. So it's like they can kind of work with our sun to send us information, which is really wonderful. And especially why right now is a really great time to be receiving the sunlight and to get some light codes from that. And it also, so right now, Sirius is a fixed star. So it's always at 14 degrees in Cancer. And so that's another thing that you can do is look up your astrology chart and you can see where Sirius is in your chart, like what house it's in. And you can also see if you have any planets that are around 14 degrees Cancer, because if you do, then it's said to be pretty influential within your life. So that's something fun that you can look into. And so right now, Sirius, the star, is moving. It was conjunct with the sun when the sun was at 14 degrees in Cancer. So that's when you're like right on top of each other. So right now that the sun is moving closer to Leo, it's moving further away from Sirius. And so because it's moving further away, Sirius is going to be able to be seen in the night sky. And this actually coincides with the flooding of the Nile in ancient Egypt. And so this really indicates like a fertile time, because if you think about it, ancient Egypt's literally used the flooding of the Nile to fertilize their fields and grow their crops. And it's so, so strongly connected to abundance, like you were saying earlier, Steph. And I also found out that so Sirius will actually aligns with Orion and the pyramids of Giza on this date too. So there's lots of other aspects to it that I've been stepping into lately.
I love that you said that, because I was literally going to say that Orion's belt actually always points to the star Sirius, which is in the constellation of Canis Major. And I don't know if you know this, but Sirius might actually also be called a rainbow star. I mean, although it's white to blue, white in color, as it often flickers, it actually flickers with many colors, like these rainbow colors. And they're actually really easy to notice when you spot Sirius low in the sky. And you know me, I'm obsessed with rainbows. Part of my ray is rainbow. So it's just like, yeah, it's definitely like the energy signature of my soul. So I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that is so cool. I didn't know that it was called the rainbow star.
I won't lie, I learned that today before the episode.
We gotta learn something. I'm gonna have to take my telescope out.
Yes. And you know what? We actually just packed ours too. I might have to take it out. I might have to get Justin to take it out.
Yeah, you might. I think I might do like a little CE5 meditation and telescoping.
Yes. And for those that don't know what the CE5 is, definitely look up Dr. Stephen Greer and he'll change your life.
Yeah, your life will completely be changed and it will be amazing.
I love that we were talking about this too, literally at this time last year.
Yeah, it's really is my favorite time of year. Like the energy of it is just so strong and so potent, and you can feel it like throughout the day too. And it's almost like it's leading up to just like this calm energy. It feels, it's almost like it's such a time to shine, because with the sun in Leo helping like illuminate it too. And Sirius is like the closest it gets to the earth too at this time, I believe. So it's just like illuminating everything. So it's really such a beautiful time to step into your power and allow yourself to be seen.
I find that a lot of our episodes are really coming back to that, right? Just lighting up so people will find you, your people. kind of like constellations, you know, spread across the globe. So it's just mirroring. I mean, it makes sense. It's mirroring as above, so below. And I was also going to say, when you were talking about Egypt and the Sirius star's connection to Egypt, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because there's such a deep ancient history with that specific star and ancient Egypt. And a lot of it's so interesting because a lot of people believe that the gods and goddesses also came from Sirius, which is why you have a lot of the lion beings and the cat-like beings. And I mean, even look at the Great Sphinx with its lion-like qualities, because it actually also aligns with the Leo zodiac during this time of year as well.
I've learned now that the Lyrans lived on Sirius too. So on Sirius, you also have lion beings. And I've been getting past life flashbacks lately, which have been a lot of fun. But I was brushing my hair a week or two ago, and I almost saw like a vision of, I don't know if it was me, but it was like a big female lioness, but with like the big male lion's mane, but it was like a very feminine feeling. And I was brushing my hair, and I just had this download and this reminder that when you're brushing your hair, it's such a beautiful time to set intentions in your hair and kind of like whisper nice things to yourself and remind yourself of just how amazing you are.
That's so good. I know I say that so much, but just because it's just so good, you know, sometimes there's just no other way to say it. I can't think of another way.
I know.
And I love that you talked about your past lives, because I remember telling you too, back in June of this year, 2021, it wasn't a dream. And when I talk about dreams, if you don't know what I'm talking about, definitely go check out episode 10, our dreams episode. But it was a memory, and me and Justin were lion beings. So I thought that was pretty cool, because we both have had readings with different people, or with the same person, sorry. And we know we've had past lives, you know, in Sirius and Lyra. So I love that you're having memories of being a lion being as well. I think it's coming up a lot, especially with the Leo season. I feel that it's definitely probably going to be activated for a lot of people. Also, I forgot to mention this too, because this alignment of the Lionsgate portal is actually believed to help in the receiving of divine messages from both Isis and Anubis, the gods that are connected to Sirius. And I know, Brianna, me and you have connections with Anubis. We've talked about this last year too. So that, I'm not even surprised.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I know, I grew up obsessed with ancient Egypt, and I also grew up very obsessed with the stars. And I actually did a meditation where I meet like kind of a big council of my spirit guides, and they were all like Egyptian gods and goddesses. And I love this big connection. It's just coming so full circle.
I was also obsessed with ancient Egypt as well when I was a kid. My best friend was also Arabic, and I used to love looking at, you know, hieroglyphs and trying to figure them out and learn them. And I'd watch movies like The Mummy and just be so obsessed with everything ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. It's so good. It's such a remembrance. And I feel like during that time, it feels like we were so close to source. And it's like when we were here, we really knew what we were doing. And the deities and the gods and goddesses were just kind of like a reminder. It doesn't feel like there was like a hierarchy. It just felt like we were all kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And there definitely was a return to the natural way of things. And I mean, there was just such sacredness in life and such reverence for all of the different elements. It was a completely different way of living. Although I believe that we're ushering in a new age, and I believe this remembrance is starting to come back, mm-hmm. so that we can I don't want to say create a new earth, but bring back sort of, I guess, bring back kind of the old. It's new, but it's old. It's new for us, but it, you know what I mean?
It's like, it's kind of like how Tiffany said that, like, we failed in Atlantis, but we're here again. Like, we're here to try again. So it's almost like, yeah, it feels like we're trying to kind of ascend to the next stage. And like, our ancient societies totally knew it and were so connected. But then at one point they were like, all right, let's try and get out of some of this. Or I don't even know, maybe at one point they just decided that they were going to make this planet like a school and really dense. And they're like, let's go, let's do it. Let's learn real fast.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I actually think a lot of the serious beings during this time, especially around this portal activation of the Lion's Gate, are actually helping us clear old karma from the Atlantean times. So I think it's definitely, I don't know about you, but I feel a lot of changes coming in, even if it's not as loud, if that makes sense, as last year. Because last year I felt like it was just a lot more louder for me. That makes, like, energetically, I don't know if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, and I find like this time is really a little bit quieter so far. I mean, we haven't hit necessarily the portal yet, so I don't know. Things could be coming up. But I know last year I actually caught by accident, of course, until on film, I was filming the sun rays as you were talking about the light codes earlier, because I love doing that. I love getting light codes and harmonizing with the sun's rays. And as I was doing that, I looked later on at the video that I'd taken, and I found these interdimensional beings also, like, sort of just pop in to a frame and then pop out. There was even one that looked like a space, like a spaceship, but like one of those sort of disc spaceships. It actually almost looked like the planet Saturn. It was interesting. I'll have to definitely put that on our Instagram, because I don't know, it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So people, get your cameras out during the portal. I actually captured this on July 26th. So that was the beginning of the portal. I never tried on the 8th. I'm going to have to try that this year.
That's so cool. I always find the energy around the 8th is like really calm for me. But before and after is when things are really active. And I actually always feel like the call to be in water, like completely like submerged in water, like in a pool, in a bath, in the ocean, like just being in a body of water. And it kind of, I was thinking about how you were saying it's like we're clearing all that karma from the Atlantean lifetimes. And it's like we're being called to go into the water because it's cleansing. So it's like helping cleanse that energy and cleanse that karma.
Yes. And even from an elemental level, it's almost like you're balancing the fire of the, like the energetic fire of like Leo season and Lion's Gate with water as well. So it's like almost balancing that divine feminine and masculine energy. Or if you don't want to look at it gender specific, it can also be seen as like solar and lunar energies as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because too, like Leo is the sign, like is the sun, and Cancer is the moon.
Yeah. And water is pretty much represented by the moon, because the moon moves the tides, right? Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
And that was off the cuff.
Guys, we just learned this.
Here's to being open channels.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's awesome. So let's talk about how powerful manifesting is during this time.
I'm sensing a theme that we're doing lately.
I know. I feel like right now it's just so easy to like call it in what you want. How did you hear about Lionsgate? Like, how did you learn about it?
I'll be honest, probably Instagram. I think that's how I found it.
Yeah. I think that's probably how I found out about it too.
Which I love, if you think about it, that's the positive effect of social media, is finding that sort of community in your tribe and learning about things you've never learned about before. Mm-hmm. Especially since, you know, this is a time where in history where we couldn't necessarily meet everyone in person. So yeah, that was That was so interesting last year because I knew nothing about it prior to that.
Yeah. That's so cool. I think I learned about it in 2018, which is when around the time I really did like a big deep dive into my spiritual journey. And I set a huge intention. I did like a big ritual and a meditation. And at this time, I literally never meditated ever. Like the only time I ever meditated was at the beginning or end of a yoga class. And I just called in like more alignment for my soul. And just, I really set this big intention that I'm like ready to just feel better. And I'm ready to receive everything that like the universe has to offer me and to really step into whatever it is that I'm was called here to do. And it's crazy once I figure out the dates, because I did that Lionsgate 2018, and then my daughter was born a little bit after Lionsgate the next year, 2019. And then so it was like that was such a powerful thing that I feel like I manifested in that time. It was like, okay, you want to step into your next level, here we go. And because like my daughter was like a huge influence in like really stepping into my spiritual side and just learning about more than just like the human experience. So I think it's that manifestation was really beautiful to see it happen, to set the intention in like Lionsgate for 1 year and then have her come around Lionsgate in the following year. It was really cool.
That's beautiful. And I just remembered after we recorded our last episode, A Manifestation, I found a photo of the day me and Justin, I guess, first sort of hung out and or exchanged numbers. And then we hung out later that night. And that day I also saw a double rainbow. And I was about to post it on Instagram. And then I noticed that the date was July 28th, 2013. So it was also during the Lionsgate portal. So it was pretty magical. I think so many beautiful and magical experiences can occur during that time, especially because a lot of the experience associated with Lionsgate are things like heart healings and a lot of third eye awakenings and higher chakra openings. And I find that it's such a good time to receive psychic downloads as well. And sometimes, you know, you might even have visitations from interdimensional beings, and whether it's in person, through photographs, through video, or even in your dream state. So it's such a beautiful time. And Sirius has like very peaceful vibrations too. So as you were talking about that, Brianna, about meditation, this is such a potent time to be meditating, especially out in nature, to use it for healing and to restore, you know, the trifecta, your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, it is such an amazing and powerful time. That's so cool too, that you like set that big intention to kind of receive someone, and then they came on Lionsgate, which is nice and big manifestation time.
Yes. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I actually shared the exact ceremony, the exact incantation that I used to manifest my partner. And we've been together 8 years now. So you're right. It's so interesting because I would have done that a few weeks before. So like the beginning, I'd say probably it was after July 1st. I remember that. So yeah. And then he came into my life during Leo season, the Lionsgate portal, which is amazing because we've also had past lives as lion beings. So yeah, definitely very, wow, very magical.
Yeah. And the number 8 again is coming in for you.
Yes, you're right. It's so good. Uh-huh. It's so good. It's so good. Just over and over again.
I know. I love it. I love should just it.
Say it's so magical. It's so magical. I
know. It is. Everything is magic.
Oh, and I can't believe I forgot to mention this, being who I am. Creativity. This is such a good time for creativity. So, I mean, creativity really in anything, you know, how you're cooking your food, how you're dressing yourself, actual works of art. It's such a highly creative time because Leo rules the fifth house, which is the house of creativity, which of course is where my Pluto, Mercury, and Sun are all at home in. So it's definitely a potent time to be creating in any form of your life. But then that also goes back to what you were saying, Brie, about manifesting. It's such a good time to co-create with the universe, to create the life and the reality that you want. There's definitely a theme here. The last three episodes are all about creating your reality and your life being a canvas and just manifesting what you want.
Yeah, it's time to step into it for sure. I think too, once you kind of realize that you can do it, like, I just want to share it with everyone and I want everyone else to be able to create the exact life that they want. It's amazing.
And that's so beautiful too, because then we step into this place of real, true community and tribe as opposed to competition.
That's very true. And that is so important because you got to think about where you're doing something from, like the place that you're trying to create from. If it's creating a community, that's an amazing place to create from. So we've talked about what the Lionsgate portal is. We've shared some of our experiences with it, with you. So now let's talk about how we can prepare ourselves for it. Steph, do you have anything that's coming through right now in preparation for it?
I actually have two things. When we were talking about meditation, it kind of came to me that this would be such a good time to do the breath of fire, if you've ever done it. Although if you are pregnant, this is not the type of breathing exercise to do. But basically what you do is you sit in a comfortable position and you can have your hands on your knees or in your lap comfortably. And then the way that you breathe, I'm going to do this for all the listeners. I don't know if the microphone's going to pick it up or not properly, but basically it's really short bursts in and out your nose. And it's just, you just start and it literally, you move your stomach as it goes just naturally. And basically it really brings the fire back into your body, which I think is so perfect considering we're talking about Lionsgate and Leo season. And so it sounds a little bit something like this. Yeah. So hopefully that you all could hear that. Brianna, could you hear it?
I could hear it.
Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure if the mic was going to kind of cut out there because sometimes it doesn't capture that type of audio all that well. And yeah, I think that'd be such a good time to do just before you meditate or before you connect with your guides to really release any stagnant energy and also just build up the fire in the body, which is all about the Leo season. We're all about bringing in the light within yourself and then shining it outwards. And I actually thought of something else too, because I used to be a yoga teacher and I was thinking of lion's breath. So you could even sit there. I don't know if anyone's ever done it. It feels kind of silly, but it's such a good way to release stagnant energy. And you basically stick your tongue out and just breathe out loud. Like you just kind of go, it sounds kind of like a lion. So I think those would be just such good ways to kind of activate the fire within you, especially if you want to go into a meditative state before you connect with your guides or even before yoga, just to kind of, you know, stoke that fire in you.
Yeah. Or if you're a yoga teacher, you know, you could think about bringing this into your, into your classes, your practices.
That too.
I love lion's breath. I was like, in my yoga studio, we have like really amazing teachers, but it's in like a neighborhood where some of the people who are in it are more like soccer moms. And so I feel like I was the only one who would like do that in those classes. It was like me and the teacher living the dream, doing lion's breath, and like all the soccer parents being like uncomfortable to do it. But like, who cares? You gotta just do it. It feels good.
It can feel really silly, but honestly, it's it also brings back that inner child playfulness, I think, you know, because you're just sticking your tongue out and just basically making noise.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it.
What about you? Are there any practices or rituals you want to talk about?
Yeah, let me see. So I'm going to just connect and try and get out of the way and see if they have any ideas. They're saying to like go out for a walk in nature and just really be in the sun. And if you have the opportunity to feel your feet in the earth and really just kind of put your energy and help you stay grounded and rooted within the earth too. Because if you think about it, the sun comes to earth and feeds like the plants. And that sun energy is in the grass and in the ground and in just the earth all around you, so that you can absorb it just by like eating fruits and vegetables or walking in the grass. And let's see if they got anything else. It's kind of, they're really saying, just take it easy. Like, don't overwork yourself, just kind of lean into the energy, because it's like, if you just lean into it, you can allow them to really give those activations that you were talking about earlier. Like they're saying, yes, we are giving you activations right now. And all you have to do is be open to receiving. And they're kind of showing, like, you can imagine your heart chakra opening up, and it's even like your heart chakra and like your navel, and even though like all your chakras kind of just opening up to receive that energy a little bit gentler. And they're also like, drink a lot of water, drink more water than you normally would. And if you feel like, I think this is a message directly to me, if you feel like you want to drink coffee or like more coffee, they're like, no, drink water, drink more water.
It's so funny. Every time I hear someone say drink water, I just think of Justin, because he's always reminding me to drink more water. And it's so good, because water is life. And it's so interesting. As you were talking, I was getting these downloads as well, because we keep talking about light codes. And I also just want to point out that we have such a powerful, strong connection to the sun. I mean, the ancient Egyptians knew about it. So many cultures knew about it. The Mayans, the Dagon tribe, who are also actually all closely related to Sirius as well. They've had experiences with Sirius beings. And I really feel that we have been completely misguided about our connection with the sun. I mean, we've been taught to fear it. And I was thinking about what you said too. And it's like, we have to think of ourselves like plants. Our bodies photosynthesize the sun's energy in a similar way as plants, and they allows us to receive vitamin D. And then that goes right into your cells, into your DNA, which acts also as an activation. So I also actually, if you want to learn about how to harmonize with the sun's rays, I definitely recommend checking out the book Renegade Beauty by Nadine Artemis, because she is such a beautiful soul. And I've been reading about the sun and all these different studies and effects of the sun, and it's really not as harmful as we've been taught to believe. I mean, there's a reason why the ancient Egyptians worshipped the sun god Ra. The sun itself was a deity to them. So there's something really, really powerful in the sun's rays. And I mean, if you ever take a picture of the sun, you can see the rainbow orbs and the different spectrum of light within it. And it's so amazing because, I have to share something else. I was watching a series on Gaia TV, and David Wilcock talked about light and how they had done a study. Well, not he himself, but he was talking about studies that have been done regarding using light to combat cancer. So when they used light on the cancerous cells, it healed them. So it's interesting, because in our society, we're taught that the sun causes cancer. However, it's actually, what I'm learning is, it's the ingredients in sunscreen, because the specific chemicals, which I will point out, are not necessarily listed all the time. They don't need to be regulated on actual bottles. they can just put SPF and it could mean a lot of different things. They don't really have to go into what specific chemicals they're using, but it's the chemicals themselves. When they interact with the sun, they actually become carcinogenic, which leads to cancer. So I actually just purchased from Nadine's store. She has a store called Living Libations, and you can find that at livinglibations.com. And it's this beautiful bottle called Everybody Loves the Sunshine. And it's really geared towards using the essence of plants to harmonize your body and your skin with the sun's rays to absorb the vitamin D that you need. And it's just incredible because we're using plants, you know, to put on our bodies. And you've got to think that plants are just so powerful. I mean, they get their nutrients and their livelihood basically from the sun's rays and from water. And we're no different than the plants. So yeah, it's just a really, really good reminder I wanted to share because I've been learning so much about this. Maybe I'll do an episode on this later on. But yeah, the sun is really powerful, everyone. So please go and get those light codes and harmonize yourself with the sun's rays. It's just so magical.
Yeah, you're right. It's true. The sun is so powerful. Think about, well, first, I just want to acknowledge that I am a crazy person when it comes to sunblock. Like, we don't wear sunblock unless we're like in the sun, like for prolonged periods of times. And when we do, we only use zinc oxide. That's like the only ingredient.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks I'm crazy. They're like, we're not. Sunblock causes cancer. And I was like, yes, it does. And so I'm glad that you said that. So all my friends who have heard me say that and ignore it, listen to Steph. Okay. I've never told her that. Okay.
No, you haven't.
But as a child, I was obsessed with the sun and I don't burn. Like, I can be outside all day long and not burn from the sun. And I was like that as a kid growing up too, because I was just always outside. So I never really had the chance or like the space to be putting sunblock on all day long. If that, like, I would just run outside for like an hour and then I would come back in, and I would do that like all day long, literally like my whole life.
But yeah, it's like pretty much the same way.
Yeah. It's like, we have to learn how to like, what you're saying, work with the sun and not fear it. It's so powerful. I think you should do an episode on that and I'll just be your cheerleader in the background.
You're so sweet. No, I mean, it's so good because that book specifically has so many scientific studies to back it up, which I love that the author comes from a very, I guess, conscious background, but also a very scientific. So it's, you know, it's like science catching up to spirituality. So it's, and just proving things that people already knew. Like I said, the ancient Egyptians knew it. So many cultures know it. And I mean, I can tell you, I really don't think my ancestors really used sunscreen either. And they were just fine. So, and I know what you said about zinc. That's such a good thing. That's also a mineral from the earth, right? So it's just kind of going back to the natural way. As we were talking, once again, it circles back from the beginning of the conversation, going back to the natural way of doing things and to just that reminder to not fear the sun. The sun is not out to get you. In fact, it just wants to give you like that. The sun is this life-giving substance that the earth needs. And we are made of the same elements as the earth, like our physical bodies, the density. And could you imagine a world without sun? Nothing would survive. So that's got to tell us something.
I literally could not imagine a world without sun.
No, it's like, a scary thought.
But as I'm saying that, I was like, what about other planets that don't have the sun?
Well, that's true. But I think Earth specifically, the we way it's designed. Yeah, we need it. Like all we beings, every single being, human, animal, plant, microorganisms, the ones we can only see in telescopes, we all need the sun and water. So there's something about those two elements, you know, that are really important.
All right, my friends, we are doing something a little bit different because this is, I think, actually a really great example of how we are just not having conditions and listening to our messages and just allowing everything to flow. So what we're going to be doing is sharing our energy and our card pull for the week on our Instagram. So you can head over to our Instagram, when.inbloom, and then we'll post our energy for the week update over there. And we also will be posting it in our Telegram group. And then you can just find us on Telegram at When in Bloom Podcast. And it's gonna be so much fun. But yeah, we'll see everyone next week. Thank you.